Welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm your host, Christina Warren, Senior Cloud Developer Advocate. And before we get into this week's dev news, I just want to share a couple of programming notes. Apologies for the lack of a show last week. We were holding an open house at our Seattle Reactor Space, and that kept the production crew and me busy and unable to record TWC9. Also, I will be in Brazil for CapiConf at the end of next week, and although I'm going to try to shoot my own vlog-style edition of TWC9, I can't promise that hotel internet will make it possible for me to get footage uploaded. We'll see. TWC9 will also not be recording the week of April 19th because our studio will be busy getting content ready for Build. And speaking of Build, Build 2018 is just around the corner. It's literally 1 month away. And if you haven't registered, you can still do so. I'll be there with a ton of other folks from Channel 9, and we'd love to see you there. If you see me at Build, either on the show floor or at one of the parties, please say hello. I'd love to meet you. And because Build is coming up so soon, voting has opened up for the Windows Developer Awards 2018. So cast your vote now for your favorite app. In other event news, we are halfway through our Azure Developer Tour, and next week the tour will be in Los Angeles, Austin, San Francisco, and Seattle. These events are hosted by our CDA, aka Cloud Developer Advocate, team, and they focus on AI and machine learning. And these events are free, and they feature keynotes in the morning, live coding and demos in the afternoon, and lunch and some swag in the middle. If you're in one of the four cities, register now at aka.ms/devtour, and I'll put the link in the show notes. In non-event news, we've been gone for 2 weeks, so we've got a lot to catch up on. Last week, Microsoft announced the public preview of Serial Console Access for both Linux and Windows VMs. With this support, you can debug both with direct serial-based access and fix these issues with the tiniest of effort. Corey Sanders, he compares it to having a keyboard plugged into the server, but from the comfort of your office or home. And I think that's a good description. For Linux VMs, the serial console support will just start working. And if you have a Windows VM, you'll need to enable a special administration console. And links on how to do that are in the show notes. I love this, and this is something the DevOps type should love too. In corporate Microsoft news, this week, Julia White, CVP of Azure, announced that Microsoft will invest $5 billion is that how it is? $5 billion? Over the next 4 years. I'm going to quote Julia's blog post now. With our IoT platform spanning cloud, OS, and devices, we are uniquely positioned to simplify the IoT journey so any customer, regardless of size, technical expertise, budget, industry, or other factors, can create trusted, connected solutions that improve business and customer experiences, as well as the daily lives of people all over the world. The investment we're announcing today will ensure we continue to meet all of our customers' needs both now and in the future. And I'm just going to say, if you're a developer weighing the pros and cons of adding IoT skills to your resume, this is a good sign that it, you know, might be a good idea. Speaking of skills, one of the coolest things that came out this week is the new Microsoft Professional Program for Artificial Intelligence. The program, which runs on edX, consists of 10 courses that run 8 to 16 hours a course and focus on topics like Intro to AI, Python for Data Scientists, Ethics for AI, and Deep Learning. If you want to get certified in the course via the MPP program, you have to pay, but if you just want to audit the courses, it's free. And if you're interested in skilling up on AI, please check it out. In video content news, I want to give a shout out to Michael Crump and Cecil Phillip, who just launched the Azure Tips and Tricks YouTube channel. You probably know about Michael's great Azure Tips and Tricks blog series from other episodes of TWC9, and now those tips are coming to video with Michael and Cecil. Links to the YouTube channel are in the show notes. On Channel 9 this week, this episode of Five Things, Jess Frizzell joins Burke to set him straight on five things about Docker. Burke and Jess are two of my favorite people, and this is a great episode of the show. Speaking of Docker, Docker announced improved Docker container integration with Java 10. This includes container memory limits, setting available CPUs, and allocating memory in CPU. And speaking of Java, Bruno Borges, one of our new CDAs focused on Java, tweeted a tweet storm showcasing Java at Microsoft, both with Azure and beyond. And I'll link to the tweet storm in the comments. The whole thread is awesome. And now it's time for my pick of the week. Last week, my pick was going to unapologetically be a shout out to the Dawson's Creek 20th anniversary story and video that Entertainment Weekly ran. I didn't want to wait, but I did, and now that doesn't seem as relevant. So in more current nostalgia pop culture news, Warner Brothers announced a big 50th anniversary celebration for Stanley Kubrick's seminal film 2001: A Space Odyssey. I'm a huge fan of 2001, but even if you're not, I think we can all agree that our ideas of the future and modern science fiction, not to mention modern computing, was significantly shaped by this film. It'll be in select theaters on May 18th, and I'm going to take the Channel 9 team on a special field trip to relive the glory remastered in glorious 70mm. Well, that does it for me. Like I said, we may have an episode next week. It just depends on Kurichiba's Wi-Fi. Until then, give us a like and subscribe if you're on YouTube, and let us know your favorite sci-fi movie in the comments.